FNC's Carlson, "Our entire country will be Memphis if we don't put a stop to this insanity." By Jeff Poor on September 7, 2022. Tuesday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson decried the tragic death of Eliza Fletcher, which allegedly came at the hands of her abductor in Memphis, Tennessee. Carlson called it something that should not happen in America. Partial transcript as follows. Carlson: "So, it seems a little weird to a lot of people when someone like Eliza Fletcher, someone who could live anywhere, voluntarily moves back to a place like Memphis. Not to some suburb of Memphis, but to the city of Memphis. That seems weird to people. But it's not weird. It's not at all when you think about it. Eliza Fletcher was from Memphis. She grew up there, and she had a right to come back. This was her country, too, just as it's your country too. An American citizen should be able to live or walk anywhere in America without being raped or murdered for it, period. That is the baseline requirement for civilization. It's called order. But increasingly, that is not what we have. What we have is a country where you just can't go some places. You're not wanted there and it's too dangerous for you to go. Most people accept this by default, but we should never accept this under any circumstances. To accept something is to concede that it is more or less normal. Once we acknowledge something as normal, whether it's children being castrated in the name of trans rights or women being murdered by rapists who should have been in prison but weren't because equity, once we accept that as normal, we are stuck with it forever. It is the new status quo. It will never change except to get worse. The good people who lived in Memphis a century ago would never believe what has happened to the city they built. They would weep if they saw it. That will be the experience of every American before long. Our entire country will be Memphis if we don't put a stop to this insanity right now with as much force as is required. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.